Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday service and message, The Fear of God. Fear is something that is experienced by most living creatures. It is a reaction to a real or perceived danger or loss of something valuable, including one's own life. Fear is also a demonstration or attitude of respect, reverence, love, or devotion for someone deserving of it because of their power, authority, and ability to use either or both in combination. King Solomon, who is the preacher in the book of Ecclesiastes, under the discipline of the divine education, used his experiences, observations, and unique privilege and perspective as the richest and wisest king to write down what he discovered is most important and meaningful in life. There was nothing he did not or could not withhold from himself to see, observe, or experience. What he discovered in the end was that the fear of God and the keeping of his commandments is all that matters. Everything else, he said, was vain and worthless. This fear of God is what is missing in much of today's society and culture. It is also at the heart of the cross-section of believers and worshipers of God from humanity's beginning. Without the fear of God, people have no fear of accountability for their actions. They simply have to avoid being caught or have the means to avoid any consequences if they are caught or called out for their actions. This lack of fear of God is driven in large part by unseen spiritual forces and their agents who oppose God to undermine people's confidence and belief in God. The goal is to get people to believe that God poses no threat to them because either he is not real or, even if he is, he doesn't care about us as individuals. These forces and agents are having a lot of success lately getting people to believe this lie. As a result, church involvement and participation is steadily decreasing, especially over the past several decades. People are more willing to behave immorally, uncaringly, and uncivilly in every aspect of life because there are not universal rules, laws, or truths that govern how life should be lived. Without God to answer to, we can make up our own rules or live without any. People have the attitude that they don't have to do anything they don't want to do, and no one has the right to tell them what to do. Make me is their response to requests or compliance with actions they don't want to take. This is a result of a lack of fear of God and of anyone or anything else for that matter. This is not good for society in the long run and will lead to moral collapse and failure of institutions and norms that have stood and enabled human intellectual and civil progress. In part one of this message, it was pointed out that Solomon concluded that our whole duty and purpose is to fear God and keep his commandments. Without this fear, people begin to feel they can't be held accountable for their actions. Without accountability, people will behave immorally and are only concerned if they whether they can get away with whatever they are doing. You can hear the complete sermon by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to our previous Sunday School Missions and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. Click the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday school study. Don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.